Hello, this is Sean, bringing you an article from the Partially Sighted Society's iTalk. We are a national charity, here to help anybody living with sight loss. To find out more about our services and products, or to listen in to more of our audio features, visit our website, partsight.org.uk, or you can give us a call on 01302 965 195. That number again is 01302 965 195. Becoming a parent is probably the hardest yet most rewarding things you can do in your life. However, the difficulty is ramped up to 11 when you're embarking on this journey with sight loss. I spoke with Catherine Riley, a mum of two who has brought her children up whilst living with a sightless condition. This hasn't held her back though, as now she offers her experience navigating the world of parenting and sight loss to others going through this as well.
My name's Catherine Riley. I'm from the northwest of England, just outside Chester. I'm 41 and I've got a degenerative cone dystrophy disorder. Specifically, I've got a genetic default, which the way I was it was explained to me is literally a spelling mistake. So if you imagine a library of books, there's one spelling mistake on one page of one word of that's made my eyes the way they are, which just blows my mind, to be honest.
Yeah, one simple, well, not a mistake, but like a little incorrect thing like that, and it's completely thrown your eyesight off, yeah. A lot of times we don't deal with people young like you. When people start to lose their sight, it's often at an older age due to degenerative conditions. So you were a parent when you were diagnosed. How was that going through that?
Really, really tough, to be honest. I was initially diagnosed when I was 7 and then 14. It was confirmed that they initially thought I had Goldman-Favre syndrome, which is, again, to do with the retina, but it's not degenerative. The whole investigation started when I was having my daughter, who is now 6. Oh, could Grace, well, didn't know she was Grace then, but could my child have what I've got? So I went down this whole investigation path. And that it then came out, well, actually, you haven't got that, Kath, you've got this. And yes, you could be blind. So the day that occurred, that I remember that Friday. And it's strange because sometimes I think you just, I was totally unaware of what I was going into. I had no idea. I went to Manchester Eye Hospital and I saw the geneticist there. And I walked in and she said to me, and I was with my sister who's also got the same condition and he's also a mum, and our children were young, like our youngest was, so George, my little one who is now 2, he was only what, 4 months old. Gosh. And Roman, my sister's son, was only 7 months old. So to get this information that you can go blind was literally like, what am I going to do? You know, how am I going to get through life? Because for our entire lives, we thought, oh, it's going to be okay. Mm-hmm. So it's every emotion rolled into one. Fear, sort of almost, oh my, when is it going to happen? How bad is it going to happen? How quick is it going to happen? How long have I got? Mm-hmm. You know, am I going to be able to see my kids walk down the aisle? All these things that you've never, ever thought you're going to struggle with is now a potential for us. So yeah, it's tough.
Did you develop any coping mechanisms or strategies to make yourself stronger and get through the obviously shock of diagnosis?
It's an interesting question, actually, because my coping strategy was, I don't know enough about it. I don't know when it's going to happen. I don't know to what extent it's going to happen. So I'm just going to put it in a box and pretend that it's not going to happen until it does. And when it does, I'll deal with it then. My sister, however, Nick is a nurse. She's a registered nurse at a hospice, a children's hospice. And Nick's philosophy is, okay, when it happens, I'm going to move out to a farm and I'm going to buy land. I'm going to look after dogs and I'm going to get a guide dog. So Nick, in Nick's head, she's prepared for it. In my head, absolutely not. I'm a practical, glasses half full, and I'll deal with it when I have to, kind of rightly or wrongly. But we've actually dealt with it very differently.
Yeah, the duality of how people deal with it. How, after that, when you say you've been practical about it, What practical steps have you taken?
So for me, I've just sort of made myself aware more information on the condition, what exactly a cone dystrophy is, how it affects your eyes. So I've got more broadened knowledge of what it is. I've read more about the diseases that are very similar to it. It's something I've never really done. I know that sounds ridiculous, but when you don't think it's going to change, you just think, okay, well, this is it, so I don't need to worry. Whereas what I've done is broadened my knowledge on the topic. And a part of that I've been doing is sort of raising awareness of being partially sighted and being a visually impaired parent and looking at the challenges that can face you in day-to-day life. You know, there's enough struggles and challenges being a parent as there is. When you throw in a disability, it can get even more complicated and problematic.
What would you say to somebody that's in a similar situation to you, about to become a new mother for the first time, perhaps, or a new father even, and they've been diagnosed with a sight loss condition, they're adapting their life? What could you say to them that'd be sage advice, really?
I'd probably say the biggest thing for me is don't be embarrassed. Don't be afraid to ask. It's okay to ask for help. I am fiercely independent. I've been brought up to be independent. I've been in mainstream school all the way through. I went to university, got a first class honours degree, built a business up to a multi-million pound business, which I've recently sold. I've succeeded, arguably, in inverted commas, in mainstream life. However, being a parent is the hardest thing I've ever done in my life, simply because kids are just you'd think you've cracked it and you've not. You know, they sleep through the night. Yes, you've got a full night's sleep. No, you haven't. So for me, I'd probably say just ask. I've started a support group, which I've been sharing day-to-day tips on just the challenges that I face. So for example, on Sunday, my daughter went to the local church and represented her rainbows by giving the flag and holding the flag and presenting the flag. But as a mum who can't see over a meter, I couldn't see what she was doing. So you've got a proud mum moment of your daughter doing something, you know, in front of everybody. But actually, I can't appreciate that. So it's okay to not be okay sometimes. It's okay to say to somebody, excuse me, can you help me find this? Or excuse me, can you direct me to this? I do it all the time now. You know, when I was buying my pram, I went into the pram shop and I said, I'm partially sighted. I've got no depth perception. I've got no distance over a meter. I need a pram that has got the best suspension you can give me and has got big wheels, because then if I bump into things, the baby's more protected. You know, that's not a conversation a person who doesn't have a disability necessarily would consider. But for me, walking and bumping into a curb or walking into a bollard is something that can easily happen. So I wanted to protect my baby. So just ask. That's my biggest piece of advice. Don't be embarrassed. It's okay. It's okay to struggle, but you don't need to struggle. You can ask people. And when people understand and have that awareness of what your disability is, you'll be surprised how much more help and support and guidance you can actually get.
Yeah, so you mentioned about your support group and the guidance that you're offering, which, by the way, is just unbelievable, fantastic, amazing. I've run out of superlatives, actually. But where can people reach out to you for this support group, and is it available to anybody?
It is available to anybody. It's a brand new group, which I've done. I've got a Facebook group, which is called Through My Eyes. I've got an Instagram group, which is Through My Mummy Eyes. And what I do every day is I just talk about different things. I did a big piece about specifically my diagnosis, about what that means to me, about going out with the children in the dark. I did a whole piece on having the brightest torch in the world, which is like the Northern Star, putting my kids in high-vis vests, putting my dog in a flashing collar. You know, I did think something about squinting, because most people with a visual impairment will squint, and it's just having an awareness of what that means. And I've always got funny stories as well as to what I've done and how I've overcome things. And the whole point of it is I'm now getting messages from people literally all over the world. I had a message yesterday from a guy from Texas, which is just ace. And all I'm looking to do is raise awareness, share knowledge, and share experience. And if I can help one person not struggle, then that's the aim of the group. So that's where it is. So yeah, come and find me, join the group, ask me any questions you want. That would be fantastic.
A huge thank you there to Catherine for joining us and telling us all about her journey and a new project. Just a reminder that Catherine's support group pages for parents with sight loss can be found first on Facebook by searching Through My Eyes, on Instagram on Through My Mummy Eyes, and on YouTube by searching Through My Eyes 07. For more information on sight loss in general, you can give us a call at the Partially Sighted Society on 01302 965 195. Or you can visit our website, partsight.org.uk.